Hey, we're back from the dead.
Yeah, it's another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report podcast. Technically, we haven't
It's
even
alive.
got up the last podcast as of this recording, but
That's true, we haven't.
hopefully we'll catch up with the backlog.
I'm sure all five of our loyal fans are eagerly waiting.
Yes. Last you left me, I was jobless and on someone else's couch, and now I have a job.
But you're still on someone else's couch?
Well, they gave me that couch, so it's
Oh,
my
so it's
couch
yours
now.
now.
Yes.
Okay.
What up with you? Make it entertaining.
Well, I when the hell did we talk last?
I don't
Like
remember. Like you sent me
January,
a
maybe?
you sent me like a text message, and I meant to respond, and then I didn't.
Sent you a text message.
Yeah, not too long. Oh, you bought Amplitude for like $2.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know it's not an expensive game. I didn't quite get
Apparently,
what you're getting
I've
at there.
heard it actually it is.
Really?
I guess my friend Donnie had Frequency or Amplitude or both back as a kid, and then he sold them and tried to find on eBay the other day, and I guess they're like fairly pricey.
Really?
Yeah,
That's all
but
that
I'm just
Rock
that's
Band
just his
stuff.
word, so I mean he may be lying or mistaken or I don't know. Hi, Donnie. Oh man, I forgot about bubblegum. Wow.
About bubble what?
Oh, so we made this. I don't know if you've how much you've played Rock Band. Well,
A decent
we'll
amount.
talk about your purchase acquisition of the 360.
Okay.
But I don't know how much you've played it, but you know how like when you just do like the solo to whatever and they throw in random characters recreated?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we saw one that was just the craziest mother effer ever. I mean, just looked bizarre as all hell. So we played like four or five songs just to study the bass player while Brian was playing drums. Figure out what the hell he was wearing so we could recreate him. We named him Bubblegum.
Nice.
But Brian plays the drums and she made him the bass player, so she hasn't actually played him much until then.
Yeah, I made a
Do you have a
character.
360?
Yes, I do. I don't have a Rock Band, but it's just because a couple friends already have it,
So you
and
don't have Rock Band, but you have Rock Band achievements?
yeah, because I borrowed it for a little bit, and plus you can download your
Oh.
gamer tag when you play with other people anyway.
Okay.
But
I don't play with other people, so.
I almost got through the expert drums, but not quite.
Brand
Not
is very mad at you
quite.
now. She's finishing up hard, having some difficulties.
But that's still, it was like, that's actually the first thing I did was I got through hard, and that took a while actually. Expert's
She
not too
still
much of a
can't do
step.
Run to the Hills yet.
Yeah, that's the one I can't finish.
I actually beat the guitar tour on hard today.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. It was Donnie again.
Yeah, I had a
How do you
friend.
like your 360?
It's pretty awesome. I enjoy it. Like, I haven't really got a lot of time and games for it. Now that I have the money to spend on a 360, I don't have the time. But I have the GTA 4
Okay.
and Halo 3, and that's it. Besides Ikaruga, which I downloaded.
I saw that. You should definitely go out and buy BioShock. I think it's like $30
Yeah,
now.
I know. I'm actually just trying to. I'm gonna borrow that from somebody. $20 though? That's not bad.
30.
30. I
Still
hear
half off. It was 60.
your PS3 is finally getting it.
Yeah, I heard. I saw that in the arcade as
Yeah, it's where I get all my video game news for the most part.
well.
Have you played that DS game, The World Ends With You?
I have not. I've seen things, but I worry about embarking on yet another RPG.
RPG, yeah, that's the problem. Is I've spent like well, since whenever it came out, that's how long I've been spending on it. I'm not sure even how far I am into it.
I was on something of a DS kick, and then GTA 4 came out.
Yeah,
That's fair.
I've done almost nothing in that. Like I played it for a couple hours yesterday, and that's puts on like a total of 3 hours maybe.
Yeah. It pleases me to know that I'm further than you, because I'm not further than anyone else. You
Yeah.
see, John beat it already, John Chang.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did the 30-hour beat the story in 30 hours or whatever.
Jeez.
Apparently, my brother looked at his blog because,
I didn't know he still had
well, once you don't put links up anywhere, you just forget all about them. But
it.
yeah, apparently, he had something like five missions to go in an hour and a half to do it in.
Oh,
So.
because there's an achievement for beating it under
Yeah.
30 hours? Oh, I get it now.
And you know how John is like achievement crazy.
Yeah, I know. I don't get the point because there's so many like awful games that you can get achievements in, and they're
Well,
not
I
any
know, but
different than any other game
he doesn't play
for the
games
total
to
amount of
get
achievement.
achievements.
Yeah.
But when he gets achievement or games, he has to get all the achievements so that I guess it's like proof that he's subjugated the game.
Like with Hexic.
I
There
know. Seriously.
was some account, because I kept on getting free accounts. Like I'd do the 1 month free trial, whatever. It let me do that for like 3 months, and then it stopped letting me do it. But I did get Black Pearl or whatever there. It took a
Really?
long time, but yeah, and a little bit of luck.
No, it's not actually on your account, so you
Well, so I've got nothing to show for it,
have
besides a wasted evening.
nothing to show for it. But anyway, speaking of Penny Arcade, have you tried the Penny Arcade game?
No, I haven't played the demo yet either. Like I bet I'd like it. I could probably download it and not feel too sorry because I think it would be funny, but I've heard gameplay wise it was standard, but pretty funny
Well,
game.
I did download the demo, and then I did in fact make the plunge to purchase the full game.
Oh yeah.
It's entertaining.
Are they planning on doing like how many episodes are they doing?
As many as they want.
Oh, okay. Well, it was kind of hoping it was like Sam and Max where they do the episode thing and just put them all together at the end
Yeah,
and then
well,
get it that way, but that could be a year from now, I don't know.
I didn't know if they would do that. Then they'd probably have to do like brick and mortar distribution instead of online digital distribution. That could just be a headache, so.
True. And is the new Sam and Max one coming out soon? Are they
I don't
finished with
know.
that?
I imagine so.
I think
I
so.
hear it's the first season's coming out for the Wii. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh yeah, I did. I did. But
So.
it's nice because now that I finally have a place, I've gotten out my old monitor. So I hooked up my laptop to my. Did I tell you about my monitor for my laptop? Where there's only half a screen?
I seem to
Yeah,
recall that.
half the screen went dead. So I was using a laptop with half a screen, and also the battery didn't work, so I had to keep it plugged in all the time. So a non-portable laptop with half a screen I was using for about 6 months, but now it's hooked up to a screen,
Are you
and I'm enjoying
typing on
it.
a typewriter? Is that what that
I
sound
was
was?
playing around with the clicky pen. I will stop that.
Oh, it's okay. It just suddenly sounded like you were hammering out a script.
This gives me an idea. The laptop with half a screen. So working kind of sucks. I mean, it's a pretty decent job and I make money, but then I can't play GTA 4 all day. I mean, what's up with that?
That's true, but do you have like homework or are you done with your job when you clock on
That's
at
true. Like when I got out of
8?
work today, I really haven't done anything productive. Or the other, I mean, unless you consider making dinner for yourself productive, it's more of a necessity.
Oh, that's more productive than ordering a pizza, I guess.
That's true. You can't do that every day. I tried. And then when you have the money to do it too, it's like, oh, I need to like actually start doing this instead of waiting for my money to run out to force me not to do this. I mean, I'm not actually making it. I don't want to give the impression I'm making a lot of money because I'm not. But, you know, when you make grad student money and then you make like twice as much as grad student money,
Dude, you're
then
making
suddenly it feels.
$12,000 a year?
Well, twice as much as I got before, which is so about four times that, I'd say.
Oh, I feel bad.
You find a way to spend it all, though. But yeah, you and Jason should come because you could even bring two guests, and I think there would still be enough space. And even more guests if they had sleeping bags or something and weren't objectionable people.
Oh, it's always a
That
catch.
was your plan all along.
Just to
You're gonna
bring people to objection.
just tell me you're bringing Jason, but then bring objectionable people as well.
Here's Jason. And also three people you hate.
He's
And
here to
also bring
dull the
him.
sting of these other people.
I come up with three people you hate.
Not that you wouldn't also hate, I don't think you could name a person that I hate that you don't hate.
Well, let's start with people that you hate. Let's alienate someone. How about Robert Plant?
I don't hate Robert Plant. I like Led Zeppelin, but
All right, explain
beyond
to me
that.
why I'm supposed to like Led Zeppelin.
Because instrumentally, they're pretty awesome, despite the fact you must not like Robert Plant's voice. Very innovative, and I don't know, it's kind of bluesy, and I like that.
Are
I have no
they
reason
truly
that
like?
you should like them, but.
Well, I mean, they're always hailed as like the greatest band since ever.
Yeah.
I always felt that was overrating. Does
Yeah.
anyone else out there have opinions? Send them my way. I'm sure there'll be an
Oh,
accompanying Facebook post.
yeah. Didn't we have a segment that was like infuriate people in order to get them to listen and respond?
Did that ever actually work?
I don't even remember what we said before.
Think we had more people complain about Kevin's shenanigans than anything else.
Well,
We need to
it
get
never
that
got
kid on
him.
our board.
Yeah, I know.
So other than that, life's okay.
Yeah, pretty good. Don't hate Robert Plant, and that's pretty much that. Yeah, I don't hate most people. There's people I dislike, and may not like to hang around all the time, but are there people you hate and would like to air your grievances in a public forum?
This could just be a segment. People I hate.
Today, the person Adam hates is Robert Plant. What specifically do you hate about Robert Plant beyond his Led Zeppelin association?
I never really liked his voice. It always sounded kind of screechy.
Yeah, I can buy that, because there's a lot of bands that I don't like just because of the lead singer's voice, such as Rush. I've said before and I'll say it again, Rush would be a great band except for the lead singer, who is awful.
So, does that mean you like the covers of Rush on Rock Band better than Rush itself?
Yes.
That's
Although they are trying to imitate the guy's voice, so
true.
it's Tom Sawyer's
But
fun on drums.
you know, anything would have to be an improvement in your eyes, right?
That's true. That's true. But okay. What else? Voice? Have you met the man?
I really have no objection to him as a person. I'm sure he's a nice man.
With an awful voice. Okay, end of
But
segment.
many other people have that problem.
That's true. Do you hate all of them as well?
Hate's such a strong word.
That
Detest might be better.
doesn't quite have the edge to it. Somehow.
Like, whoever the guy in Modest Mouse is.
Oh, yeah. Like, I really don't get that at all.
And I sort of had this love-hate relationship with Brandon Flowers, who is the lead singer of The Killers.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think, as my brother pointed out, he can sing. He just often chooses not to. And so I'm
Yeah.
just like infuriated sometimes. I'm just like, ah!
Yeah, I have some Modest Mouse music on my computer, and I'm probably never going to listen to it again.
Yeah, I was in a McDonald's probably last year. And on the radio was like this 60s poppy version of Float On. I want to say it was by like Ben Lee, but I may be making that up. I'm not sure, but it was fantastic. I recommend checking it out if you get a chance.
Okay.
It goes for everyone out there in podcast cyberspace.
It's our own little corner of cyberspace.
The castosphere.
Yes.
Can I just go on record and say that blogosphere is the dumbest word in the last 20 years?
How is it a sphere?
I
Oh,
guess
like an
because it's like
atmosphere sort of sphere? Is that the comparison they're trying to
atmosphere
make?
or hemisphere. Well, apparently there's the blogosphere.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like the layer of filth that envelops the internet. It's
Believe that's
the
porn, but.
blogosphere. Well, the layer inside of that is the
Okay.
blogosphere. And there's the pornosphere.
So the rotten center.
Yes, the rotten core of the internet.
That's probably porn too, actually.
Well, if we don't include porn, then there probably wouldn't be much of an internet.
So do we have a hook other than it's us talking? Listen to us.
No, it's the return of the Gobeski Wallace report. I mean, they're going to get that one from before, which I just didn't put up. But that's not the real, like, return of Adam and Charlie discussing whatever.
Well,
This
this
is
is the
it.
return, and the other one's the lost episode.
Oh, that's true. That could even be bonus. I like how we rip people off that way. Oh, this is bonus material. No, it's just failed material from earlier. We don't think you can tell the difference.
least we're not repackaging things again.
That's true. The best
Though we
of.
probably could.
Well, we
Yeah,
have the best of.
since most people don't get more than like 5 minutes into these things anyway.
True. But we do the best of IM theater, which is repackaging of. Well, it's in a completely new way, though. It's like a sort of different angle on the best of IM theater, but.
We should probably remember that one
Nobody
we
read that
did
anyway, so.
that never got put up because the sound quality was terrible and I was giggling through most of it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should redo that at some point. Although maybe not the story about the horny octopus.
Why ever not?
I think that was just going more for shock value slash attempting to infuriate you than an actual creative content.
Do you think you succeeded? I don't think you did. I think I was pretty amused by it anyway.
Well, your responses were suitably droll, so
Oh.
things like this better not be going where I think it's going. When I would say something that was where you thought it was going, you'd be like, oh no, here we go.
Here we go again. Yeah, have you seen the new Indiana Jones movie?
I have.
What do you think?
Spoiler alert, but
I haven't seen it, and yeah.
you have not seen it?
I have not seen it, but it has not been highly recommended to me as of yet.
Oh,
So I don't care. Go ahead.
I think of all the movies I've seen recently, that is actually the one I want to see again the most.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, but when I went into the movie, like I'd spent the last 3 days rewatching the first three movies one a day to be like, suitably in the right mindset. Turns out this is a bad thing to do with this movie. Because I also went in avoiding like almost all spoilers somehow. Like I knew nothing more than like certain people were cast members and whatever was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Somewhat impressively. But so I went in basically expecting, another Indiana Jones movie, another Raiders of the Lost Ark or Temple of Doom. And that's not actually the movie they set out to make. According to, I guess it's like a Vanity Fair article, the idea was that if Raiders of the Lost Ark or the first three are designed to be like 30s adventure serials, right? And then this movie is being made 20 years after those movies.
Okay.
The idea is, well, why don't we make a movie that would be 20 years after the 30s? So a 50s B movie. That's
Oh,
what they set out
so
to make.
I see. So not
So if
like.
you go, so if you go into this movie expecting a 50s B movie, I think you'll be much more entertained than if you go in expecting another Indiana Jones film. Because it's not really another Indiana Jones.
I'll take that in mind. I'll probably end up seeing it anyway. I mean, despite, like, I had a few friends who went and saw it and they said, well, it wasn't that fantastic, but
Well,
that might be why.
my initial reaction was just one of confusion. Like I left not knowing at all what I was supposed to make of this movie. I went online to try and figure out what the hell I had just seen and came across the Vanity Fair article. Once I had that context, it suddenly all clicked. And now I want to see it again because I think I'd enjoy it much more having that context.
We should come down to Madison and we'll see it, like in the next week,
Um,
or else I'll probably see it without you.
are, are, are you, are, am I coming down like the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, you're coming down tomorrow, right? I
I'm going to Cedar
don't
Point tomorrow.
know. We've gone through video games and the movies, as usual. People we hate. People we hate. How about a people we like segment? It's only fair to balance it out. We like Jason King.
We do like Jason King. Who
I think
else do we
enough
like?
said. I don't think we need to like emphasize that. I think everybody knows that, so.
Any celebrities we he's Jason is happy. Any celebrities we like?
No, they're pretty much all rich, richer than me. I don't like that.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
Well, aren't love and hate personal problems?
No, those are professional.
Okay. The universal problems.
Yes, there we go.
Oh yeah, I don't remember what happened on our last podcast. I had an interview in Vienna. I don't know if we had talked about that. How I
You
went.
shot who in the what now?
Yeah, I had an interview in Vienna and I went and then a job kind of sucked and I decided no, I didn't want it. So that would have
We
been cool to
covered
leave
that.
it on that cliffhanger, like I'm going for an interview and I may never be back. But
We
I
both
don't
knew that was
think.
going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Foreign places scare me, and foreign people more so.
Do you speak the English?
Maybe if I speak louder, they will understand.
And slower.
No, I am going to trade you these euros for food. Is that okay?
I suppose we should talk about me, huh? Have we talked
Yes.
about me yet? All right, well, since my last movie, I am in fact not making another movie.
Really? So.
Yeah, it's so business as usual, basically.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you'd never planned on making another movie. I'm like, is Paul.
Oh, never say never, but
Yeah. It
the
just.
main problem with that is that I don't know anyone.
Yeah, it's the convenience before where you could just get people to do things really quickly without any planning involved.
I'm still proud of that movie, though.
Yes, indeed. I have it on. It's
Have you
not on
watched it
DVD.
recently?
I haven't, but I should.
You should. It's
I
a
think there'll be all sorts of. I think I'll laugh out loud at it again.
fun movie. Have you shown Sophie this yet?
No, she did
Or
seem.
are we
She.
not at the stage where she can see potentially embarrassing things about you yet?
Oh, she's. She knows potentially embarrassing things, but that's not one of them yet. But no, she could watch that. I wouldn't care. If she's got the time, I'm like, well, it's going to be 50 minutes. I hope you understand that, but it'll be a good 50 minutes.
50 minutes of hilarity.
Well, I did tell her earlier today that I had plans this evening. I had to make a podcast, and she found that very amusing.
You show her Shadow Nation?
No.
Show her Shadow Nation, which is
That's true. That's
theoretically
kind of a
speaking,
warm up. It's
yeah,
like, well, if you like Shadow Nation.
is that
Yeah.
available with this podcast? Same
You know
spot?
what? I think. I'm not sure if I've uploaded the videos yet. Oh, yeah. The other news was that I finally got. Well, I got the same web space back I had before, but they erased everything off. So I have to upload everything again. So everyone should be able to get it at the same spot. They got it before.
Which presumably, if they're listening to this, they've
They already
already
know. Yeah.
got
So
it,
it's
yeah.
pretty useless information. But I'm not sure if I uploaded the video or not. I might have. It could be there.
Wonder if that'd be worth putting on YouTube.
What?
Shadow Nation.
Oh, yeah. I was like, me talking about how to get the podcast. I guess they log on to
Might be
YouTube,
worth
figure
putting on
out
YouTube
how
for
to
a different
get
reason.
the podcast, and then. Yeah. There's always room for anything on YouTube. And I guarantee you it would not be the worst thing on YouTube. Not even close. I've
Grant
seen things that were
discussed.
extremely popular that were a lot less funny than Shadow Nation.
I'd just
So.
like to say that Brand just got a 94% on a guitar and only 3 stars.
Really? It's just playing all the extra notes?
Apparently, she was just hitting other extra notes all the time and just never getting a
Well,
multiplier, I guess. But I was
I
always
remember
Brand.
when you got 100% and 3 stars.
Really? I remember that.
That's what you were trying to do. You were trying to see if you could get 3 gold stars in Guitar Hero 2.
Oh yeah,
And you
that was
did. In
truly a proud day of my life.
think you got the lowest score possible.
Yeah,
Pretty
because
close.
I just let it go all the way down to flashing red, almost feeling I play every other note or whatever the game requires.
It's a streak of zero.
So, turns out 3 stars is in fact the minimum.
Yeah. Which is kind of it must be true in Rock Band too, but I noticed that they like actually count up your score like
Which is kind of nice. You get an idea of where you're at.
Up to the third star though, but I don't think it's still probably like the minimum score is like 3 stars.
Yeah,
I'm
as
not
far
sure
as
you
I
could
can tell.
finish with 2 stars. I've seen people like finish with like 30% on their particular part.
Really?
Yeah.
They finish?
Well, like something like singing, you can do that.
Really?
Well,
Not
because
impressive.
there's so few phrases, that, you can hit like 50% of the phrases and get like halfway through the song and then fail out like a couple times, and then
Okay.
it's tough, but
My proudest rock band accomplishment thus far is playing the guitar on Hard for Highway Star and singing at the same time.
nice.
And along, oh, I'm admittedly with two other people, so they may probably rescued me a couple times, but
True, but
we did in fact finish the song, so.
I tried that once and I was not very successful. In fact, I'm not very successful at singing in that game at all. I can't figure out why either. Because, like, I mean, my singing voice isn't great, but my pitch is good. But for some reason, that, like, I can't for the life of me. I can play the other instruments, like, really, really well, but not my God-given instrument.
Keep at it, little guy.
Someday.
So I heard in the paper the other day that Madison is going to be the site of the next Woodstock festival.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm making this up, but let's go with it.
Yeah.
And I heard that the newer cars are going to play there.
The newer cars?
Well, then, there's the cars and there's the new cars, and I guess this is the newer cars, so
This
just like one of them or something.
is like the cars version 3.
It's more like 2.1.
Ha. Well, they were actually filming some movie with Christian Bale and Johnny Depp here. And I guess they were up the
Batman 3, The Battening.
Capitol. No, it was something about Dillinger.
Dillinger?
Yeah, the
The gun guy?
yeah.
The man who made tiny pistols or something?
The man who didn't need to compensate for something. Yes. Well, I think that's pretty good.
Unloyal listeners, this has been mildly entertaining.
Which is slightly more entertaining than usual, so.
I know, we went up to mild.
Well, it's because we had all this new material because we hadn't been doing this for a while.
I know, and then we ran out, had nothing to say. All right, well, that's it from overcast East Lansing.
And sort of dark, moderately cold Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Charlie Wallace.
I'm Adam Gobeski, off to play Rock Band.
And I'm off to. Oh, I can play some GTA. Nice.
You could, or you could download the Penny Arcade demo.
I'll do that. Good night.
See you.